review it and let us say these words together. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We are looking, as we are dealing with resurrection, amen, we in the Lent season, we know that, amen, Jesus, after going through the things that he went through, after he was baptized, he was taken to be tempted in the devil, and that's what, during this Lent period, some people give up things because Jesus fasted after he had gotten baptized. And we know Satan got on his trail. Amen. But the thing we want to focus on this morning, is we want to look at, we're going to look at a number of scriptures, and we'll see how the Lord leads us from that point. Amen. But this deals with the body. And so, amen, this is something that is, we think, very important. I was preparing a message for Easter, and I got hung in this area, and then a lot of things happened. You don't want to hear about those things, but because we just want to get through this, let us look, amen, we are looking at the screen. Let's just do that, amen. The screen has, when the even was come, there came a certain rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. And so while they were sitting over against that sepulcher, when they took Jesus down from the cross, we know that in Jewish thought, amen, a part of a day represented a day. So Friday was a day. Amen. And then Saturday was a full day, and then part of Sunday was another day, which is so after they Mary watched them, but here she comes now after that Friday. Now she's back at the tomb in the end of the Sabbath as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Can everybody say the first day of the week? The first day of the week, that Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Amen. Just women just won't give up on you, will they? Amen. They won't give up. When everybody else give up, they'll be there. Amen. Amen. And of course, she was looking for Jesus, and the angel responded to her by saying, "He is not here." Let us read that together.
"He is not here, but he is risen, as he said. Come see
the Lord." Amen. And we probably won't get to all this, but this morning we're talking about the salvation of the body. Amen. Can everybody say the salvation of the body?
Salvation of the body.
One more time.
The salvation of the body.
Amen. The salvation of the body. We know, soteriologically speaking, salvation is being saved, but we'll emphasize this morning, we are talking about the salvation of what you're standing up in, the body. Amen. Can everybody shout the body? Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So often we cast the baby out with the bathwater. And the reason is that we don't always want what is birthed. We don't always want what is born. We don't always want the body. And Henry, it's good to see you. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. So sometimes we don't always want what is birthed. We don't always want what is born. We don't always want the body. And so therefore we sometimes we neglect the preservation of the body. We, because of our poor estimation, amen, of the body, we then don't maintain the salvation of the body. Amen. When we talk about salvation, we are talking about that it means to preserve. It means to deliver. Amen. It means to keep something from ruining. Amen. Salvation of the body. Amen. We must understand that salvation is important. Some time ago I read in some of my material that salvation, we get our word salvage from it, and that means that you salvage something, to salvage, amen. That means it's important that you recognize that your body should be salvaged, and we oftentimes trivialize or minimize the importance of the body. And so therefore, you may recall some yards being called where they take cars, a salvage yard. Amen. And that salvage yard, some people mistakenly just call it a junkyard. Because they trivialize the importance of what's out there, and they just, but it's really a salvage yard. It means that you're going to take something that's left, and you're going to use it. And God is all about the salvaging of the body. Amen. We like to trivialize things. Kids trivialize clothes that we give them. We pay and make the sacrifice and put on their backs, and it don't mean much to them because maybe it's because they didn't pay nothing for it. Amen. We minimize, we trivialize those type of things. Amen. Clergies often are told not to be worried a lot about the membership because sometimes they're playing with what you're serious about. Amen. They're not concerned about it, so they have trivialized it. Amen. But not only when we talk about clothes or when we talk about the church body, but when we talk about the body of the church. The body of the church is connected to the head. And the body will never die because the head will never die. And we are the, how many of y'all know we are the body of Christ? Amen. But God wants us to understand the importance of the salvation of the body. And so because of that, we point out these scriptures. Amen. We know that they were looking for Jesus, and they simply said he's not here. So we look at this and we think about the sin, the seriousness, and the salvation when it comes to the body. Amen. And I won't be long, but I do want to say that we often fail to recognize the fact that this body of ours is one that is sinful. Amen. But in spite of it being sinful, the body is sinful, we know that God is concerned about our bodies. Amen. Amen. He's concerned about our bodies, and we may, you can make your own decisions about your body and whether crematizing it or burying it or things of that nature. I'm just sharing what, and I'll talk more about cremation next Sunday, Lord willing, but we want to emphasize the fact that recognize that there is sin in the body. Amen. The body is a body of sin. Amen. Amen. But God was concerned about the body because he said, I pray that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he says that I pray that God, that the very God of peace sanctify you and that set you apart holy. Amen. Make you holy and be sanctified, and that I pray to God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Not only is this here talking about the sinfulness of the body, but is talking about is not just talking about the spiritually, but it's talking physically, that God is concerned about the body. Amen. Amen. And the truth of the matter is that God gave you that body. Amen. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. The body God has given us eyes to be able to see out of. Free. Two eyes. Ears so we can hear if a dog is going to slip up on us. He's given us a mouth so we can holler, help! Amen. Amen. He has blessed us to be able to enjoy and eat food that he placed in the world. All that's done through our bodies. You couldn't do that without your body. And God gave us these bodies, but what we have to understand is we ought to show appreciation for the body. But we need to understand that the body has been impacted by sin. Amen. We have a body that has been impacted by sin that would last almost 1,000 years even after being a sinful body. What would you do if I told you you could live to be 1,000 years old? Even with a body of sin. As we look at the text, we find in Genesis chapter 5, that the body, Adam lived to be 930. Methuselah lived 969. These are not geological. That'd make it worse. These are literal years. And the body was designed. It was given to us by God. It was designed by God. And he said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He didn't just throw me together. Amen. Amen. I got a brain. I got a heart, lungs, kidneys. All that stuff been put together. He put it together, and he gave us a body. Amen. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And the body even with sin in it, can live to be almost 1,000 years old. Under the right conditions. Amen. But did you know that the body now dies? Death, amen. Death is not something, death was not normal for the body. Amen. Before sin, man could die, but after sin, man would die. But death was not normal for the body. It's something that is foreign. It's not normal for a body to die. Because death didn't come initially. Death came by sin. Death came because of man. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered the world. And death by sin. Amen. And so death passed upon all men. Because all are sinners. But prior to sin, death is foreign to the body. Amen. And this is something that is critical. Now our bodies, God did not want these things to happen. Amen. To have dead bodies. Something has happened. Amen. The body now gets sick. You can see sin on our bodies. You see someone in the bloom of youth and everything's where it's supposed to be and they're perfect and they're looking really, really good. And with time, we see what time does because of sin. Sin caused us to age. Sin caused us to ache. Amen. Anybody got any aches and pains? Amen. Throbbing. Amen. This was not in God's original plan. God did not want the body to get crippled, the hair to get gray or even to fall out. He didn't mean for us to wind down. That was not the way that God wanted this to happen. Amen. These things that happen to the body, but it is the process of death as it starts, it brings the body down. But you need to know that your body, God never designed death to be a part of this at all. Death is not normal. And when you go to a funeral and you talk about, once again, sin has taken another one, claimed another one of the lives of God's children. We only die because of sin. And, amen, you would think that people would have more respect for God and the Bible when it points out clearly what has happened to us that should never have happened. But we go to funeral after funeral, and we can overlook the reality. But the fact of the matter is that we are all sinners, and you may be beautiful today, but keep living, and things gonna start changing. Have I got a witness? And eventually, you're gonna end up. Some folk want to say the junkyard, but I'm gonna say the salvage yard, because God is not through. God says what I'm going to do. Amen. Is that that's still my body? I'm not through. Oh, sin came in. Satan came in. And Satan can't make you sin. But he can tempt you to sin. But you can't say the devil made you do nothing. I mean, if the devil were to suddenly die, you'd sin tomorrow. And next week. But there is sin in our bodies. There is sin in our system. We are now, our body now, because of sin, is moving off the scene. But this never was God's will for that to happen. I'll put it this way, it never was. God allowed it to happen, but it was not the original, amen. The body was not designed Amen. Well, the fact of the matter is that it's not normal. Let me hurry up. The truth is that we all know what happened. He said, but of the tree of the knowledge, of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, that's when death's going to come to the body. Adam started the process. And it just spread to all 8 billion people. Plus, 7 point plus billion. It just spread all over the world. And now children, women, boys and girls, all die. Amen. We all die. It all happened because of the reality of sin. And the importance we need to recognize is the sin. But people don't take sin seriously. Amen. People don't take sin seriously. People don't take sin seriously. And so therefore, what we find is that people, Jesus says, but I'm going to do something about it. What are you going to do, Jesus? Jesus says, you know, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go down there and I'm going to have to do something about death. Amen. That's what Easter is all about. It's about your hair getting white. Or falling out or something. But it's not the norm. We're going to a place where we are going to be black haired. At your perfect optimum period. I hope I get to Moses and Elijah. Amen. But that's down the road. But the truth of the matter is that God, Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. But you know what? He can do nothing about death until he himself got a body. Jesus wanted to save the world, but he couldn't do it without a body. The body is important. He had to have to come into humanity, he had to be born and come into the world. He had to get a body. That body is what is critical. That body is what is important. And so Jesus, when he says that, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, Lord, a sacrifice and offerings, they were not adequate, but a body. Can everybody say, but a body?
But a body.
Amen. A body is where the spirit lives in. Yes. The spirit soul are in the body. Yes. And he said, you know what? Thou hast prepared me a body. Yes. Jesus said, now I can go down there. Because he has a prepared me a body. And now that I got a body, I can take care. See, I'm going after death. Amen. The devil, he tempted them into doing something they shouldn't have done. But the clincher is the results, the consequences of temptation is death. That's the ultimate, that's the big deal. That's where the problem is. You got my children getting sick. You got the hair falling out. You got their bodies running down. You got their six-pack turning into a keg. And amen. And death comes and separate us from our loved ones. That's one of the biggest, Sister Jessie, that's one of the biggest problems. You live in your life, death comes in your family and takes somebody out. It's like taking an arrow out of somebody been stuck with an arrow. You pull it out and you find out. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus says, you know what? I got me a body now. Wasn't that nice of Jesus to take care of this problem? I mean, he didn't have to do it. He humbled himself. I mean, he was divinity. He was not humanity, but he decided and he got the body. He said, well, I'm gonna go down there. Yeah, I'm gonna go on down there. And what happened? It says, when he was reviled, I mean, when they tried to stop him, he did not. When he suffered, they tried to make him give up. He threatened not, but he committed himself to be judged righteously. He came down and he wouldn't sin. And then verse 24 tells us who his own self bare our sins. How did he do it? In his body. On the tree. He had to, our sins were taken care of in his, he had to have a body. In his sins, in our sins, in his body, on a tree, that we who are dead to sin should live unto righteousness. And by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm already healed. I just got to go through the process. But Jesus done fixed the problem, and I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Death is something that's only on this side. Every loved one that has been lost can be regained. Isn't that good news?